This free program is paid for by the listener members of KPFT Houston. If you're not already a member, think about joining with us to help keep free speech alive.
I love you. Warning. The following program contains subject matter that portrays gay, lesbian, bisexual, and transgender people as first-class citizens, deserving of an equal share of the American dream. Topics like this are known to piss off televangelists, backwater preachers, some talk show hosts, blue-haired biddies, several members of Congress, and other socially unacceptable outcasts like radical right-wing nut jobs. Listener discretion is strongly advised.
You have tuned into After Hours Queer Radio with Attitude, a continuing tradition here on KPFT 90.1 FM. The crew of After Hours is ready to bring you news, interviews, discussions, and music geared to the gay, lesbian, bisexual, transgender community and our allies. We are a diverse group here, but we all have one thing in common. We are out of the closet and urge everyone to come out of his or her closet as well. That means recognizing who you are, standing up for yourself and your rights, and being proud of who you are. We understand that this might not be possible due to age, job, or frame of mind, but remember, we are here especially for you. So kick back and relax and get ready for this week's edition of After Hours.
Hello, Houston, Galveston, and the world. This is the 17th, November 17th edition of After Hours Queer Radio with Attitude. My name is Chris Harrison. I'll be your co-executive producer for this evening.
And I'm Jimmy Carper. I'm the other one.
It's wet out there.
It is, and really pouring down just as I got here. Started raining, now it's really pouring. And
yeah, it was fun. I was at a social over in the Galleria area.
Oh, yeah?
And Richmond was starting to flood a little bit.
Ooh.
It's like we walk out the door and we see a car go by and, you know, the water splashed up past the sidewalk.
Oh, good.
And so it's like, okay, fortunately with being dark, you check for the headlights and saw there was no one coming, so I had to rush down to the corner before the next car came down. Because the way those waves were coming up, you know, it would have been a wet pant and wet t-shirt contest.
Ooh, that would be fun. With your ample bosoms?
I prefer bodacious tatas.
Okay, you got it.
I've been around here long enough to say that.
Okay. Know. Okay, some things going on in the community. Just a couple for tonight. Today, officially, Sunday is ICOH's cotillion.
Cotillion.
Yes. Cotillion.
Oh, cotillion?
Yeah.
I sound like you were saying cuntillion.
No, cotillion.
It'd actually kind of be appropriate this year, but, you know.
Yeah, it sure would be. The festivities start at 4 p.m. at Tony's Corner Pocket, 817 West Dallas. And they go on probably till about 8 o'clock. This is where the new emperor and empress, or co-presidents, lay out their reign and their line of succession. Those are the people who are going to help carry on the tradition of ICOH and raise lots of money next year for the designated charity, which will also be announced at the end. And a couple of awards will be given out. And it's a big state affair with gowns and jewels and crowns and tiaras and all of that kind of good stuff. A fun, fun event. 4 o'clock, Tony's Corner Pocket, 817 West Dallas. And immediately afterwards, everyone is going to rush over to the BRB, the Brazos River Bottom, 2400 Brazos, right behind Specs, for the Colt 45's Fall Roundup. That's food at 7, show starts at 8. And this will be the announcement of our annual award nominees. B.J. Summers, Memorial Entertainer of the Year. Danny Villa Award, Golden Colt Award. This event benefits the Colt 45 AIDS Trouble Fund, which helps PWAs with assistance to help with rental and utilities. To learn more, or perhaps become a Colt 45 member, please go to dubcubed.colt45s.org. And come join us for food and munchies and celebrity raffle baskets. Ooh, great entertainment, and help us raise funds for our clients.
And some of the Colt 45s, they are known for their baskets.
Oh, yes. And that's one of the reasons I'm going to be there. Ooh, what do you got over there?
I'm getting scared. I can hear the rain outside.
Yeah, it's really pouring.
Here
in the throbbing Montrose.
It's hot in here.
It is hot. We might have to do nude radio tonight. It's so hot.
Sadly, it's the one point my headphones started working.
Yeah. Well. He's pulling the cord every which way, trying to get his headphones to work.
It's going to wiggle it as it goes in.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Where have I heard
that's always the best way.
Dalton DeHart, our community photographer, past, present, and future.
You bet.
Special evening of celebration.
Wait a minute. Yeah, mark this on your calendars, folks, because this is a big event.
Hold on. The text started getting smaller. I had to find my glasses.
Ooh.
On Thursday, December 6th, from 6 p.m. to 8:30, at the Montrose Counseling Center, 401 Brainard. Can we tell you? Oh, the price is, I guess it's because it's for donation. It's $30 at the door. Sponsorships are available. It's the 30th anniversary kickoff event for the MCC Building Fund, setting will be on the first floor just before construction begins in the community meeting and event area. The dress is business casual or a construction motif.
Ooh, that should be fun.
And it's celebrating Dalton DeHart, who purchased his first two 35mm cameras back in 1978. Since that, he's taken over more than 12,370 rolls of film.
Mm-hmm.
All of his photograph rolls are numbered, dated, and identified. He can locate any event by checking through his film files. He's taken thousands of photographs of our community fundraisers designed to assist people with AIDS in every aspect of our community. He intends to continue taking photographs that document the vibrant city of Houston and surrounding area. Dalton has the ability to capture the moment and present the event in such a fashion that years later, his photographs can actually recreate the entire event in the memory of the viewer. The world and imaginative work together produce a lasting memories in the photography of Dalton DeHart.
He has donated 30,000 of his photographs to the Gulf Coast Archive and Museum for GLBT History, Inc. And I have to tell you, that is less than 10% of the photographs he has taken.
Well, yeah, if he's done 12,370 rolls.
Times 36.
That's
a lot of pictures,
folks. I need to
pull
the calculator for that one.
That's right. And we at the Gulf Coast Archive and Museum, GCAM for short, are going through them right now, working with Louis to get some past photographs of Louis events that they are going to use for the 35th anniversary coming up in February.
Yes.
So lots of people doing lots of work, and we have a big thank you to Dalton for providing all that good stuff.
Theatre Suburbia presents
yes.
A Christmas Cactus,
mm-hmm.
written by Elliot Barham, directed by Barbara Hartman, and Susan O'Connor as the assistant director, playing November 2nd through December 1st.
Yes.
Friday and Saturdays at 8:30. Sunday. A 3 p.m. matinee. Reservations and prepayments required for parties of 10 or more. Group rates available for parties of 15 or more. Unclaimed tickets released. Blah, blah, blah. Tickets are $12.
Mm-hmm.
Students and seniors are $11. On Sunday, it's $10.
Mm-hmm.
I hadn't been drinking tonight.
Goodness, honey.
Should have been.
Curtain is at 8:30.
Yeah, I had that earlier.
Okay.
And Sunday performance matinees are 3.
Yes.
Call 713-682-3525 or check them out on the web at Theatre. That's the fancy British R-E spelling. Suburbia.com. They're located at 1410 West 43rd Street at Oak Forest. And
when you make a reservation, mention that you heard it on After Hours, and you get 2 tickets for the price of 1.
Bug off!
Yes. Yeah.
Call up and tell them to bug off, thanks to us.
And enjoy a fun little play, Christmas play. It's kind of a little dramedy. So, it's fun. I've seen it. All the actors are having a good time. It's a cute little play, and it's a nice evening out. Something I wanted to read. We were last week. We had the leather ties on, and we talked a little bit about HPEP, Houston People Exchanging Power. And I wanted to tell you a little bit about the group. They meet. New members meetings are held on the first Saturdays of the month in the banquet room at the West Gray Cafe Bar and Grill at 415 West Gray at 7:30 p.m. Newcomer meetings are a great way to find out more about the group in a relaxed, no-pressure atmosphere. Come and meet a few of the HPEP members, ask some questions, and get some answers about the nature of the group and how it works. Whether you are new to the scene or a seasoned vet, all are welcome. You must be over 18, 21 preferred, years of age to attend. The reason for attending a newcomer meeting is simple, the relaxed atmosphere. Sometimes it can be difficult for newcomers to get oriented at a regular meeting due to the number of people in attendance and amount of activity. Newcomer meetings typically have about 15 to 30 folks, regular members and newcomers in attendance, and are dedicated to socializing over dinner, meeting new friends, and answering your questions. Often after a meeting, we will take the opportunity to go out and have some fun. Come along and dance the night away or just kick back and relax with some of us that aren't so energetic. If you'd like more information or ask some questions, please contact one of the newcomer committee meetings. That's West Gray Cafe, Bar and Grill, 415 West Gray, near Taft. First Saturday, if you want to explore the leather side of life. And HPEP sponsors several interest groups. Each SIG, that would be a special interest group, provides a discussion forum for specific interests and needs. SIGs are great places to have thoughtful discussion, meet folks with similar interests, and have fun with friends in a relaxed atmosphere. They are not pick-up or play places. Usually, SIG meetings are in private homes, and therefore we ask that attendees be discreet, be respectful of the host, and maintain the confidentiality of the host, location, and fellow attendees. HPEP Dominion, that's for tops or switches in top mode only. HPEP Subversity, for subs, bottoms, or switches in bottom mode only. Houston Erotic Literature Lovers, Hell. Open to all interested in literature and movies. HPEP Polyamory SIG, that's open to those actively engaged in or seeking more information about polyamory. And HPEP's Toy Makers SIG, want to learn how the toys you find at your favorite fetish store are made? And HPEP's Photography SIG, have a good eye for the art of photography or want to learn? Come check us out. So, It's you can join the Yahoo group. It's HPEP-announcements or HPEP_discussions. And that was sent by Master Mean Mo. He's got his fingers in a lot of pies out there and always gives out good information about what's going on in the community. I like that. And finally, it's we've got Turkey Day coming up on Thursday. And, of course, most of your favorite bars will be having free dinners. Mary's is no exception because ICOH will be, with the help of Mary's, of course, will be providing Thanksgiving dinner.
Because it is a time of family. And
it is.
Some people don't have family nearby or...
And some family is, or your friends that hang out at your favorite pub.
Your family of choice.
Mm-hmm.
And it gives you an opportunity to not spend it at home alone.
Yes.
So,
I've been doing this for a couple of years now, and I have really enjoyed it. It's a good place for fellowship and brotherhood and sisterhood and all of that kind of happy stuff.
Yeah, you're just getting chicken on the back patio, but now you get a chance to get some turkey.
There you go. Michael Gates, owner of Mary's, will be providing the meat. And ICOH will be providing all the trimmings.
I thought the dog show was a couple weeks ago. What?
Our favorite intrepid photographer is here.
People are going to think it's Dalton because they're just
snapping away.
Him.
No, it's not Dalton.
It's the one who I steal all my pictures from.
Mm-hmm. Cactus Pete. You still go by Cactus Pete, huh?
Yes.
I thought so. When Thanksgiving arrives, you know that that's kind of the send-off for the Christmas shopping spree.
I mean the start of it.
Well, you mean you've already started Christmas shopping?
I guess in a way, technically, I have.
I'm afraid to ask.
You should be afraid, because I think you're the one I've bought for so far.
Oh, God. A new toy?
I only ever bought one thing for you from an adult bookstore.
Oh. Yes, and I've cherished it.
Do you remember what it is?
No.
Your Angel cigarette lighter.
Oh, that's right. That's right. I really like that. Yes.
Where the flame showed out his... shout.
Shoots out the...
Take two!
The peni. Mm-hmm. Yes.
You know, they got an injection. They got injections that'll take care of flames coming out of the penis.
Ooh, yeah, boy! When that happens to you, you better watch out. You know, check in at the Montrose Clinic. Now it's Legacy. Well, you know, you can do your Christmas shopping in a lot of places, and one of the places that you can do it is the Legacy Community Health Services Resale Shop. They have some amazing things there. I Judy and I stopped by last week, and I was just flabbergasted by the quality of the goods that they have there. Of course, they've got some regular
history.
Yeah, regular kind of thrift store stuff, but they've got some stuff of quality. And clothing.
It's
also
the Montrose. You're going to find
that's
gotta true. Be a drag outfit or two in there.
Oh yes, and in fact, I picked up two outfits for the drag closet of GCAM, the Earthquake Memorial closet for desperate drag queens.
I think I asked you about some of the items in there
that you can borrow and wear on stage or wherever it is you're going. So we've got a couple of new outfits there.
Yeah, my group was discussing Louis Weekend.
Yeah.
So I got to see what I can do to find my outfit.
Oh, okay. Okay, yes.
Yes, be afraid. I'm already afraid.
Okay.
I picked a song.
Okay.
I figured we'll do the...
I know, a horrible thing happened this past week. And folks who've listened to this show for a long time know that every once in a while we have to do memorials. Back in the 80s and the early 90s, we had to do them every week. But that kind of slowed down with the advent of the cocktail. We don't have to do them as often.
Yeah.
And we're finding out now that we're starting to do memorials for things other than people who died of AIDS. And this week we lost one of our own, one of the KPFT producers, Rick Smith, who headed up the Messerschmitt
World Domination Happy Hour.
Yes.
And you know, one thing, it's...
I'm really going to miss him because that show followed us.
That's one of the things is, you know, no matter what cast of characters we had come in through this show, and, you know, with seeing at the end, he always got to see the Round Table crew.
Oh, yeah. Ooh.
And I don't think anything flustered him.
No.
With the groups that he saw coming in here and that. And
plus, I flirted with him mercilessly.
You flirt with anyone that comes to the door.
He just would always hang his head down and mumble something and walk away.
But, you know, Laura gave us the news last week.
Yes.
When we ended our show.
Yes.
And this past Tuesday, memorial service was held for him. And fortunately, I work out in that area.
You got to go because it was in Tomball.
Yeah. And it was a nice little turnout.
Was it? Good.
That was there. I think a lot of it was his. I kind of sat in the wrong section. I sat over where the people in the suits and that were.
Oh.
I could tell where his KPFT and his musician friends were on the one wing.
Well, he was an amazing guy because he wrote reviews for Houston Press and Houston.
The Other News.
Other News and Free Press. And he also
was a part of two bands.
Yes, and he was a clothing designer at one point.
I think they wasn't able to pick up his voice that well, but they did play one song during the service from a CD,
mm-hmm.
which I'm going to assume is probably from one of his bands that
sure.
He was affiliated with. But, you know, it was a nice little service, and, you know, it was weird, you know, willingly stepping back into a Catholic church after like 4 or 5 years. But it was a nice simple sort of, I didn't get to stay for the reception.
He died mysteriously almost. He fell down the flight of stairs and hurt his shoulder, didn't seek medical help, and from what Laura told me is that he suffered 2 blood clots.
That's what I was figuring on. And you know, part of what got me with that is that with him being living alone, it's one of the things that made me pause with it and what made me want to go to that fact is with being someone who lives alone, wondering what would happen if
mm-hmm.
something like that happened.
Yeah.
And, unfortunately, like I said, it happened to one of our members of the KPFT family, and hopefully the rest of Messerschmitt will be here this evening.
Yes. They're going to do a tribute show. So stay up and listen to that after hours.
And we had a hard time trying to find the dirge music to be appropriate here.
I know.
We needed something esoteric, and we just couldn't think of anything, really. So we're going with kind of traditional, I guess.
Okay.
Not for us, but traditional in Elton John sort of way. And we're going to play a little bit more music here for a bit, and hopefully we'll be getting Black on Black on a little later. But let's go to this for
Rick Smith.
For Rick.
Goodbye, Norma Jean. Though I'm never you will always have the grace to hold yourself with those around you crawl. You crawled out of the woodwork and they whispered into your brain.
that set you on the treadmill and made you change your name. It seems to me you lift your life like a candle in the wind. They'll know who to cling to when rain set in. Loneliness was tough, the toughest road you ever played. How do we create a superstar and pay for the price you paid? When you die, oh, the press still hounded you. I'm prepared for the time to see was a Maryland was found in the news. It seems to me you lift your life like a candle in the wind. There's a
Hey, maybe I'll start all over that again with the microphone on. These new buttons I can't get used to.
Oh, you have a new co-host.
Yeah, he's not going to run away.
He doesn't take cigarette breaks.
Yes. I forgot that Red is on now.
Yes.
So, that was Horse we finished up with.
And She Smiled.
And She Smiled before that was...
Actually, it's from her very first album before she was out. She was with, I think, RCA, and they weren't ready for her to be out yet and all of that, so it was all very kind of strange. But she's definitely singing to another woman.
And before that was Boy George, Cheapness and Beauty.
Yes.
And starting that off was Elton John, Candle in the Wind for Rick.
So that was a three-shot from...
The British Isles.
Yeah.
And Black on Black will be coming up in a little bit there.
Oh, yeah?
He unfortunately didn't check the traffic reports and saw that I-10 was closed.
Oops.
So we're going to play a little music until he gets here.
Okay.
And so I need my assistant engineer. Come here. Push that.
Push that button. Whoa.
Like what you done. To the left, and then a step to the right. Yeah. You put your hands on your hips, you bend your knees in tight. Yeah, it's the pelvic thrust that really makes you insane. Let's do the time warp again. Let's do the time warp again. Oh, it's so dreamy, oh fantasy. So you can't see me, no, not at all. In another dimension, with voyeuristic intention, well secluded, I see y'all. With a bit of a mind slip, you're in through the conflict. Nothing will ever be the same. Yeah, it's out of position, like you're under sedation. Let's do the time warp again. Let's do the time warp again. Well, I was walking down the street just having a thing, but when I think of a guy, gave me an evil wink. He shook me up, he took me by surprise. He had a pickup truck in the devil's eyes. He stared at me and I felt a change. The time meant nothing ever would again. Let's do the time warp again. Just a jump to the left, and then a step to the right. You put your hands on your hips, you bend your knees in tight. Yeah, the pelvic thrust that really drives you insane. Let's do the time warp again. Let's do the time warp again.
Megatron. Let the music take you high.
Back. A quadruple shot of dance music.
I loved it!
That was Alcazar, Crying at the Discotheque from Queer as Folk USA, Part 1, or CD 1.
We had a bunch of folks dancing, including our newest member.
Junior member. Yeah. Very junior. The Groovy Ghoulies.
Yeah.
Time Warp.
From the Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Kevin Cahoon, Can I Have This Dance?
Mm-hmm. And that's a great version.
And Scissor Sisters, I Don't Feel Like Dancing.
Mm-hmm. I like that shot.
Yeah, a little dance.
Yeah.
I get in that weird mode when I'm...
We haven't heard from Christopher yet.
Well, he called earlier. I haven't heard from him lately. We'll see if...
Yeah.
Yeah, unfortunately, yeah, the traffic is screwed up from I-10 from Washington to the Loop.
Oops.
And that's one of the things you got to watch around, you know.
Yeah, you sure do around Houston when it rains really hard.
Well, no, the freeway's already been shut down.
Oh, man.
They're rebuilding the girders.
Oh, that's right, that's right. It's shut down.
The highway's already scheduled to be shut down. So.
Oh, he forgot about that?
Or didn't hear. You know, it's one of those things that's sometimes hard to find out the traffic situation.
Yeah, I guess.
Just need to assume that they're Houston's always under construction.
This two-year-old has bigger muscles than I do.
And he was doing a lot better control than doing the control board too.
Oh, thank you. In fact, I haven't really touched this new one.
Well, you did last week when I left on you.
Yeah, well, it wasn't real fun.
What
either.
Did Jason do last
week? Are we going to play some more music? Are we going to gab? Or?
Well, I got to queue up some more stuff. I hadn't pulled up. I had to leave during last song.
Okay,
I was just waiting for the time. Coming up here, you're listening to After Hours, Queer Radio with Attitude on listener-sponsored, commercial-free Pacifica Radio for the Gulf Coast. KPFT Houston, 90.1 FM, 89.5 Galveston, and always the World Wide Web at kpft.org.
Yeah?
Just
now,
like,
don't take it apart, you talk in it.
Just like Grandpa Jimmy, sees something hanging out like that and grows and grabs for it.
That's me. Oh.
Yes, one of our regulars brought...
Candy, little boy?
Oh, great. Just wait till Pat Robertson gets a hold of that line from the show. Here's proof of the homosexual agenda. We've got this old queer saying on the radio, come here, little boy, do you want some candy?
I say that to all the boys.
I know, but this time we're actually talking.
Oh, man.
You're Catholic, not a Catholic priest.
Your train is honking, and you can see the lights. Step out of the way.
You know Jimmy's like,
oh, yeah? No kidding. When did that happen?
So we're going to have to find some more music there, waiting to hear it. The way the weather's going, I have to keep waiting for the emergency alert to go off.
Yeah, I know it.
It's like, yeah. I haven't done that in so long.
Oh, no, we haven't. Do we know how?
So what happens when what happens? That tape starts spinning out at me.
What?
I get to sound officious.
Oh.
I get to try and get that radio voice going.
Yes.
If you want me to, I can do it.
Get that three-ball voice going.
Chris has that voice.
Well, you've got three balls.
He has like that professional gay man voice.
All right.
He doesn't have the gay voice.
Fantasy Division time?
Let's see.
Let's cue something.
Well, here, I'll say something. A friend of mine, Scott's feeling really down today.
Yeah.
You know, he's feeling really sick and he's having to work. So I'm just going to say, hey, feel better. And work them hours. I know you get off at 6 in the morning. So good luck, dude.
Hope he's listening.
So do we go old school or really old school?
Really old
school. Let's go
really old school.
Yeah.
Let's go 1940s.
Romanofsky and Phillips, please.
Okay.
Let's see what I've got here. No, I've got one here in mine. Hey, it's all good, so why not just...
That's right.
Here's the first one.
Let's try this one. This one's a peppy little tune.
Sometimes we just have to pay homage to the people, who came before us and started it all and put out really good quality queer music.
So... to Romanofsky and Phillips.
You're applying for a job, so you're filling out a form. And for all intents and purposes, you fit into the norm until it says to lift your next of kin. But there's no boss to fit you in, cause the one you love, the one who shares your life, is not your husband or your wife. Oh no! Heterosexism strikes again, so use the power of the pen to draw a box of your own and then label it however you like, lover, spouse, or partner in life. That's one way you can fight when heterosexism strikes. Michael served his country well when he went to fight the war. Each letter from his lover he locked safely in a drawer until a witch hunt of McCarthy style demanded he be put on trial. They said his love, his sexuality threatened national security. Oh no! Heterosexism knocks you down, but pick yourself up off the ground, then challenge them to a second round. Lawyer, file a report, drag their asses back into court. That's one way you can fight when heterosexism strikes. Don't let them break you or make you miserable. Don't let them take you and make you invisible. We're here, we're queer, that's a natural fact. When heterosexism strikes, strike back. Sharon and her lover Sue danced and died by candlelight. They were one of many couples getting intimate that night until the waiter asked them both to leave, and they looked at him in disbelief as he ended their romantic night of bliss because they'd had the nerve to kiss. Oh no, heterosexism strikes again, but you've got rights you must defend. The crime, hug and kiss and have a good time. That's one way you can fight when heterosexism strikes.
Heterosexism on the loose, but you don't have to take abuse. So now's the time we can put to use the rights as anger we feel, the love we're taught to conceal. We've got to stand up and fight when heterosexism strikes.
Don't let them break you or make you miserable. Don't let and make you invisible. We're here, we're queer, that's a natural fact. When heterosexism strikes, strike back. When heterosexism strikes, strike back. When heterosexism strikes, strike back.
make me look a thousand different ways. And blouses made of silk and lace and evening gowns for days. My mother's blood,
my mother's
clothes, all my dreams came true in my mother's clothes. I remember dressing up in my mother's clothes. In the woods behind my house, we have our fashion shows. Secretly we gather all the old things we've dispatched, and soon we'd have a wardrobe with accessories to match. My mother's
my mother's love,
my mother's
love.
All my dreams came through in my mother's clothes.
We could be a princess from a fairy tale, or Florence Nightingale.
This is are fun, but not intelligent. They have no IQ. Penises are cute, but they're not logical. Don't let them make decisions for you.
Cha-cha is right. Don't use your penis for a brain. Use your penis for what it's intended for.
Jimmy's throat?
Yes.
Yes.
What's going on back here?
Should we get the pages laminated for you first? Or I used to work at a place that...
Yes?
That there was a gas station down the street. One of the guys would come up every week and bring either these very tasteful nude pictures of women,
mm-hmm,
or wilderness scenes and wolves and all this other stuff, and asked me to laminate the pictures for him.
Yikes.
He must have had an interesting apartment.
Yeah, it was very tasteful, you know. It wasn't any of the, you know, not hustler type spreads, not even Playboy type spreads.
They didn't show pink.
No pink, but it was all the real, you know, like 40s pinup,
oh,
kind of poses.
Yeah.
So.
See, I told you, when he
cute.
Gets you, he comes. Here he comes.
That's right. He heard the mics open up.
And your
so.
Co-host.
Yeah.
Well, like I said, you know, it's reliable. He's not going to go out for a smoke break.
Now, a candy break, that's a totally different story.
There you go. There you go.
So that was Romanowski and Phillips. We did Don't Use Your Penis for a Brain, My Mother's Clothes. We dedicated that one to the little one, growing up in his mama's clothes.
Ooh, don't tell her that.
Because she's like this tall.
Yeah.
Well, they are wearing about the same size. Right?
Yeah.
Ooh. Ooh.
He's a year and a half, 3 foot tall. Ooh. She's 19, 20 almost, and she's 4'11". Liar. Unless she walks
into
the convenience store.
Guys aren't the only
ones
that lie about their size, huh?
Huh? I got verifications.
Ooh. And what was the first one?
When heterosexism strikes.
There you go.
Heterosexuals on strike?
Yeah.
I didn't know I was on strike.
We have got a varied crew in here tonight.
Yes.
Something old, something new, something borrowed.
Something used.
Oh!
At
least he wasn't pointing to me.
Why are you talking about Jimmy like that?
Does he know the three fingers?
Jimmy's something blue.
He looks a little pink.
Jimmy's always pink.
I am always in pink.
They actually have a store in the Galleria now called Pink.
Really?
Yes.
Why did you
it's for little girls.
Oh.
Well, Jimmy's a little girl at heart, we know. Well,
they might have something that'll fit Jimmy.
Now, when Stanley comes back in town and sees the bill, we're going to tell him that you told him.
Yeah, no kidding. No kidding.
So, we're going to, we're still waiting for Christopher.
Yes. And,
we had a request for a very appropriate song for tonight.
Oh?
Yes.
Oh, yes. Do you have it queued up? Maybe.
Quite
not sure.
But I don't know where.
Pick the slot.
There it is.
Oh, there it is.
Well, with the new setup, I can't put the CDs on top anymore.
Yeah, so you don't know what's where. We have to figure out the new system.
So let's get rid of that.
So. Okay.
Pop out Romanofsky and Phillips.
Hey, boy.
So you don't claim your son?
No. We don't look a lot alike.
All right, you ready to dance? You ready? It's time for the weather, girls.
Oh, it certainly is.
Is it raining me in?
Yeah, Virgin, run outside.
Woo! I'll take my shirt off so it doesn't get a little bit.
So come take a look, give me the hook or the ovation. It's my world and I want to have a little pride in my world, and it's not a place I have to hide in. Life's not worth a damn till you can say I am what I am. I am what I am. I don't want praise, I don't want pity. I bang my own drum. Some think it's noise, I think it's pretty. And so what if I love each sparkle and each spangle? Why not try to see things from a different angle? Your life is a sham, still you can shout out, I am what I am. Deal my own deck. Sometimes the ace, sometimes the deuces. It's one life and there's no return and no deposit. One life, so it's time to open up your closet. Life's not worth a damn till you can shout out, I am what I am.
I am what I am. What I am what I am.
Oh,
Christopher, if you're out there, call us.
Yes,
we're trying to find out what's going on. 713-526-5738.
I don't think he's going to make it.
I don't know. Traffic was kind of...
I know it.
Well, if you're anywhere west of Montrose, it's underwater, I'm sure, by now.
Ouch. Ouch. Because it's still raining out here in the Montrose, in the throbbing Montrose. And we are throbbing tonight.
And as gay men, we're allowed to talk about the weather in Houston.
No.
Yes, of course.
Okay. What are you looking at?
Trying to find stories for later.
Daily
Rotten.
Trying to remember some
Daily
stuff.
Daily
Rot. Oh, it's already been through.
Mm-hmm.
I got the, you know, cute little thing of story about vandalism. That we'll be talking about. Let's try to find something we can talk about here later.
Well, I am very upset over the Enda thing. I'm very upset over that. And I feel like Barney Frank has sold us out. And HRC showed its true colors again, yet again, in just trampling on the transgenders.
Well, you know, it's one of those things of...
It really hit me hard because earlier tonight, was the Transgender Day of Remembrance over at the Holocaust Museum. And they spotlight all of the transgenders who have been killed in the past year. It's very moving, very touching, and very heartbreaking. And to have this come on the end of thing just really pisses me off.
Yeah, well, it's one of those things of...
And the thing of it is, I think it was premeditated. There was an article that I should have pulled off LSA about it and how... Barney Frank and HRC had to have known that this was going to happen. It was going to get to this point when HRC kept saying that they were going to be behind the transgenders all the way. Then all of a sudden, at the last minute, they do a 180 and side with Barney.
Well, like I said, what it comes down to is they knew it wasn't going to get passed. You know, it's hard to. To get that sort of stuff passed through, even, you know, a Democratic control. And I think...
I understand that.
And what they probably did is they figured, you know, let's push for something bad that in the eyes of many of the people in Congress and say, okay, we'll give in and we'll take out the part that gives you the worst taste in your mouth.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that's their way of trying to put it so they can get people to...
I can't help but feel that HRC deceived us.
We got Jimmy leaving the phone. Yeah, unfortunately, it's a situation that, you know, it's, we're talking politics, we're talking, you know, backroom deals.
So, what was this again that happened?
What it is the Employment Non-Discrimination Act.
Okay.
Would have granted rights that you can, so that you... So that you would not be discriminated based off sexual orientation or gender identity.
Oh, I see.
And what they finally voted on and agreed to removed the gender identity portion.
That's ridiculous.
So that it's only...
We'll do that.
Has protection now for gays and lesbians and bisexuals.
Yes.
We just had a caller saying... back up a little and let's explain ENDA.
Yeah, that's what
the
we're
Employment
just
Non-Discrimination Act.
Yeah, we're just asking what it was.
Basically what it is and there's certain states. Texas is not one of them.
No.
Basically, I could walk into work on Monday, and my boss can look at me and say, "I realized you're a fag. You're fired."
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And he can fire you for being gay.
And it can be put on my termination papers. You know, he's a fag.
Mm-hmm.
And it's perfectly legal.
Yes.
There are certain states that do have protections.
Texas is not one of them.
Your landlord could also do the same thing.
Yeah.
That's really scary.
Yeah, the fact that
I have some very conservative landlord.
Mm-hmm.
And
my friends, you know, are over.
Yeah.
You know, and
so basically, I mean, and that's the way it is in here. You know, in Texas, because it's a right to work state, you know, all they got to say is you're fired, and I don't have to give you a reason why.
Yeah.
But they could legally say, I'm firing you because you're a fag.
Uh-huh.
I don't think
that. Or you're a lesbian, or you're a bisexual.
Yeah. I would hope that the company that I work for would not do that.
Or you're a transgendered.
Yeah. Yes.
And they're trying to, ENDA, the Employment Non-Discrimination Act, was written to cover all of us, GLBTs, gay, lesbian, bisexual, and transgender. And at the last moment, Barney Frank, and with the cooperation of HRC, took out the transgender part.
So is HRC trying to say that transgenders aren't human now?
What they're trying to do, the way they look at it, they can't get it passed with transgenders included. So they want to remove the transgenders so that they can
get it passed
for the rest of us.
Basically, instead of taking a giant leap, let's take a baby step and then work our way from there.
Yeah. And I feel like it's all or nothing.
I'm sorry, but we're past baby steps at this point. They overturned the sodomy case.
That's right.
The Supreme Court.
That's right.
There's only one step forward from there.
Yeah, you have to talk to the mic, honey.
There's only one way to go from there, and that's forward, not backward.
That's right.
You know? I mean, we're not going to ask the Congress to say, let us get married, okay? That was something that the, you know, right-wing conspiracy started.
Mm-hmm.
We don't want marriage. We want rights first.
Yeah.
And maybe eventually that will lead to the right to marry.
To become full citizens of this country.
Right. I mean, even being a minority, I don't feel like a full citizen in this country.
And I feel embarrassed that if ENDA passes, that I will be protected, but my transgendered brothers and sisters will not.
Exactly.
I think it's embarrassing.
But it, you know, I mean, it's understandable why they did what they did. It's deplorable, it's distasteful, but I mean, it's, you know, especially knowing the fact that our community struggles began with the transgender, began with the
Sylvia Rivera was the one who took off her high heel and started Stonewall.
Yeah. So I mean, it's one of those things that, you know,
it's almost a diss to her memory.
I know. And I do want to put a caveat in here, because the HRC group in Houston thinks very differently than the national HRC. HRC in Houston is very transgender friendly. So I do want to put that out there. However, the Houston group doesn't have a whole lot of say with the national group.
No, but still, it would hopefully at least kind of put a bug in the national group and tell them, hey, you know what?
Yeah.
Houston, we take care of everyone.
But Barney Frank, who is a Democratic senator from Massachusetts.
Also, is that the one that's openly gay?
He's openly gay. Yes.
That's what I thought.
Very openly gay. But he's always been transphobic. That I don't understand. I don't understand it at all. It was no surprise that he was going to be for the exclusion of transgenders. That's no surprise at all. It doesn't make me happy.
No, I mean, I think that's the thing, is that we still haven't gotten over our fear, maybe, or stigma of transgender.
I know.
You know?
And the thing of it is, it's not only in the straight community, but it's in the gay community,
yes,
too.
Yes.
Many gay, lesbian, bisexual people have a transphobia, and I don't understand it.
Well, it's, I think what it comes, that part, and I've got an interesting story of that,
okay,
that happened here today. I think it's a lot of people don't understand how to address it and look at the problem. Talking with someone who works at an establishment here in the Montrose.
Mm-hmm.
And they had a transgendered customer come in and wanted to use the restroom.
Mm-hmm.
And the transgendered person asked, which restroom do you want me to use? Now, the transgender person was, from what I was told,
transgender woman?
is, yeah, it was presenting female.
Yeah.
Has supposedly went into the whole thing saying they've got court documentation saying female.
Mm-hmm.
But the driver's license still says male.
Wow. Oh.
So,
and she hasn't had the operation, yeah. I guess.
And so that's, you know, the clerk was asking basically, you know, have you had the surgery?
Mm-hmm.
And I said, well, that's not the problem. The problem is, what does that driver's license say? Because in the city limits of Houston, you have to be in the restroom that is germane to what it says on your license or your identification.
I see.
I mean, men can only go into the men's room. Women can go into the women's room.
The thing of it is, they're stalls. What difference does it make?
But but it comes, if you go into the men's restroom, there's not always stalls.
True.
At the that's what the city ordinance is. Mm-hmm. And so I told her, I said, what you need to do is say, what does it say on your license? And that's the one you go into. Because if a cop comes up and gets a complaint and pulls you out, he's going to look at your license or look at your ID and look where it says sex.
Yes.
And if it says M and you walked out of the women's restroom, you can get
arrested.
A ticket.
Yeah. Nice. And the best cure for that is remember the old ranch, the bar, the ranch, which was a women's bar?
No, South Maine. Time.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. It was I'm sorry. Lesbian complex.
Yeah, lesbian complex.
Never got out to there, but I remember.
It was wonderful. Their bathroom was for everybody.
Unisex
bathroom. It was all stalls.
Mm-hmm.
It's the only bathroom they had. Men and women both went there. Never a single problem.
I would imagine not having a unisex bathroom.
So, you know, in the women's restroom, it's all stalls. So what difference does it make?
Right.
If someone is presenting as female, it's because...
It's some of that transphobia. I mean, I was flipping through the stations a couple days ago, and on Logo they had Better Than Chocolate.
Mm-hmm.
And it just happened to get at the beginning scene where you had a transgendered at post-op.
Yes.
From what I understand, they're male to female.
Mm-hmm.
And was being attacked in the women's bathroom at the gay bar she was performing at.
Wow.
Because, and it was this lesbian who was like, you know, you don't belong in here. You're a man. You're not a woman. So, you know...
And she had the operation.
Yeah, because of the song she had sung before, it was, you know, I'm not a guy in a dress, I'm a woman, you know.
Mm-hmm.
These cost me thousands of dollars.
Right.
Yeah, $20,000 to $25,000 for this
so,
operation.
Yeah, it's, it's one of those things that's kind of difficult.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think it's part of where we're coming from is we're still learning it.
I guess that's it. People,
you know,
are afraid, always afraid of what they don't understand.
I bring this up.
Afraid of things that are different.
I always bring this up on the show. I was watching Current TV one time,
mm-hmm.
and in Iran, the Muslim clerics there do not accept homosexuality.
Yeah.
However, because the Quran does not mention anything about transgender, it's accepted.
Hmm.
Go figure.
And don't tell me that there's not a lot of homosexuality going on in Iran.
Right.
and, you know, even when you're around the transgender community, there is always that not sure of exactly on, you know, what goes through. And, you know, I've been...
What do you mean?
I don't know. It's I guess I'm kind of babbling right now. I was going somewhere and I decided not to.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
But one of the things of it's, you know, like when I was talking to the clerk there, mm-hmm. explaining, you know, kept using the terms like, how was they presenting?
Yeah.
Yeah. And she was doing right. She said, you know, he presented as a woman. I said, ma'am.
Yeah, exactly. You know, yeah. That's what you do.
It's guy in a dress. I said, ma'am. But, you know, it was at least a transgender person was asking, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yes,
she was above board about it all.
Because there are sometimes, I mean, remember from Hurricane Katrina, the situation where the transgendered at College Station went and used the women's facilities to shower.
Yeah.
And, you know, somebody saw the dangling participle and...
Got all excited.
Yeah, yelled for help.
Okay.
So...
You didn't see the breasts?
Obviously not.
She didn't see the breasts?
Just because someone's got bodacious tatas doesn't mean they're a woman.
Like Chris here does.
I understand.
Hey, Chris's are bigger than mine. What are you talking about?
However,
we've got three sets of racks in here. And we, you know.
You don't wear a brassiere.
Oh, no, I don't.
And
you should, though.
Transgender women
yes, they do.
Wear brassieres. Trust me
but,
on this.
Yeah. Depending on if maybe she was not well developed enough that she, you know, maybe she wore the brassiere to pad it, but when you go into the shower, you do take the
falsies out.
Yeah.
True.
So, you know, there's all sorts of ways that we can look at that. So,
I got a cute little story from San Francisco of tranny shock.
Well, you better talk in the microphone okay. if you want anybody to hear it.
No. A very good friend of mine, Latin tranny, San Francisco.
And who are you?
Micah. Everybody knows.
Okay.
Yeah, but we don't know which name you're using.
Anyway, as far as tranny shock goes, you know, like, she was hooking up with rough trade, was found stripped naked and strangled to death in San Francisco out by AT&T Stadium. And that was, you know, the one story I've got about tranny shock, actually.
She was included in the Transgender Day of Remembrance this evening. I remember that. I remember her.
She's a very good friend of mine.
Oh.
So let's sit out and take a little bit of music. And,
okay.
If you'll haven't noticed that when I play music, I like to put themes.
I know you do. I know you do.
I'm trying to get that big, you know, top radio, you know, top 40 radio gig.
Gay theme. Yeah.
Well, this is
honey, it's all gay show, theme.
Oh, I know that, but still.
We're a queer show. We play queer music.
Well, queer radio considering the topic we've been discussing.
Yes, transgenders.
We're going to do a tranny trio.
All right. Yay. All right.
Let's start off with a little Veronica Class.
Oh, you bet.
Dirty Little Secret, and then I'll see what else I can pull out of Jimmy's bag.
Baby, then give it up and give the girl a do.
give it up, give it up.
Give it up.
Oh, you got to give it up, give it up.
Give it up.
Oh, come on now, give it up, give it up. Give it up, give it up.
Don't know what happened.
crazy game. No more that old time thrill, for you've been through the mill and never a new love will. Good riddance, goodbye. Every trick of his, you're on to. But fools will be fools. And tougher, with hopes you'll burn up. Tomorrow he might turn up. There's just no let up. The live long night and day.
Jackie's
I love that. That's a three shot of transgender music.
A tranny triple.
Yeah, there we go.
This one's kind of hot.
That was Jane County. I could have gone for the obvious one there because I could use
Jane County is interesting because she's one of the oldest transgender performers. She, before she became Jane County, she was Wayne County, and she performed in the 60s along with a lot of Andy Warhol folks. And then she went over to England and got a sex change and became Jane County, and actually had a lot more success in England than she ever did here in the States. But we love her. Because she's the grandma of transgender punk music. And before that, we had Trinity.
Yeah, well, actually, with Jane County, we played transgender rock and roll.
Yeah, if you couldn't tell.
Now, like I said, the way my hand's been going there, I should have done Texas Chainsaw Manicures.
And I had a manicure this week, my first one ever. And I'm looking at my shiny nails, wondering whose hands these are. Anyway, Trinity was before that. And that is, I believe, the only CD Trinity has ever put out. She's really a talented performer. She did a remake of the Judy Garland song, The Man That Got Away. And I think she did a really wonderful job of that. And we started out with...
Veronica Klaus.
Yes.
Dirty Little Secret.
Mm-hmm. That's a good tune.
All right, let's see. Oh, you're listening to After Hours Queer Radio with Attitude on listener-sponsored commercial-free Pacifica Radio for the Gulf Coast, KPFT Houston, 90.1 FM, 89.5 Galveston, and always the World Wide Web at kpft.org.
Yeah, or kpft.orgy.
What?
That's only when we do new radio, isn't it?
Orgy. Well, this is After Hours, folks.
So if there's there's going to be an orgy tonight? Oh, my God.
Yeah, you're not invited.
Darn!
You only have one mic open over there.
No, they're all open.
Are they?
Yeah, they're open.
Yeah. He's just sitting far away.
Oh, okay.
Where is he?
How could you miss him?
Where is he?
I'm talking about you.
Hey, I'm right here. What's up?
Okay. What have we gotten?
I don't know, your mic is kind of low, that's why.
What have we got in the news, folks?
Oh, let's see. I hate having this monitor up so high. All right, let's talk about the vandalism.
Gives you a crick in your neck.
Where at?
Kearney, Nebraska.
Nebraska?
Actually, Lincoln, Nebraska is where the story comes from.
Oh, that's where the Air Force Base is.
The tale of the tail end may have reached an end.
Ooh.
Oh.
At least that's what the folks in Valentine hope after someone slathered his bare backside and front side with Vaseline, then left prints on windows of businesses, schools, and churches.
Oh, my God. No. What were you doing up there?
Well, I'll tell y'all later.
Rewards offered through Crime Stoppers failed to halt the pants-dropping perpetrator spree, which began in May. Local Midland News newspaper called the vandal or vandals lewd, lubricated, lurching lunatic.
That sounds kind of hot.
I like that.
A radio station dubbed them the butt cheek bandits.
Butt cheek.
What?
Oh, no, not again.
It's a weird deal, but it's weird enough to cause a little bit of concern, said Valentine Police Chief Ben McBride. Who in their right mind would do something like that? They've had about 20 reports. The last official one came in mid-October through a Valentine businessman who said he saw a print Thursday morning on the door of a dental clinic. If I hadn't heard about it this previously, I wouldn't have had a clue to what it was. Norman Nolat noticed greasy prints on the plate glass window of his business in September. He didn't think much about it until he heard a radio report about the spree. I don't know what kind of people it takes to do that. Someone with a weird sense of humor, I guess.
I think it's funny.
The wrongdoing is more disgusting than destructive. There have been no physical damage, although producing the printings would involve indecent exposure. McBride said one or more males are suspected, that there may be, but there may be copycat printings.
You know,
there was a possible sighting of the suspect described as a black-haired 6-foot male. Police have reacted with more humor than alarm, but the police chief says he wants to put an end to the rear-end hijinks. And cooler weather may put a chill on the crime.
Mm. You never know.
Yeah, yeah make a right. big difference in if they do on it from the front. Yeah.
We would like to find the guy just to see what his intent is. Was it pranking or something more?
Probably just pranking.
Yeah.
All right.
That's funny.
Let's go to Tola Road.
So something to do, you know, in the small town.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that,
it is
you're
Nebraska
right.
after all.
News about an artist we played earlier here today, Boy George.
Oh my goodness.
Officially charged with imprisoning a male escort.
Imprisoning?
Last April, Norwegian male escort Auden Carlson claimed that pop star, DJ, fashion designer Boy George had met him on a dating site, Gaydar, and called him to his flat where George and another man chained him by a hook to the bed.
What?
They took photos of him in kinky gear and threatened him with whips and sex toys.
Hmm.
The male escort also claimed that he only agreed to go to the flat at midnight as a 400-pound, that's a currency,
yes.
photographic model.
That would be about $800.
Oh, here's a picture of the model.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. So we can't. Well, we can't see in here.
No.
Not anymore.
Yeah.
Oh, he's kind of worth $400.
That's $800.
Yeah. Oh well, I'm gonna come see.
I'd buy that for a dollar. Now George has been officially charged by Scotland Yard for false imprisonment of the 28-year-old man.
Wow.
It must appear before the Thames magistrate next week.
Well, how does this guy prove that actually happened?
You really can't.
I don't know. Here's the funny thing. At the time, Carlson said, it's ironic because the biggest hit was, Do You Really Want to Hurt Me? Because I'm sure he did want to hurt me. I was convinced I was going to die.
It's more like cheapness than beauty.
George said he was popping out for milk at 5 a.m. I heard him come back and walked into his bedroom wearing just my white underpants and a T-shirt. I was jumped on by George and another man. George handcuffed me by a hook to the bed as they held me down. He reportedly escaped by ripping the hook he was chained to from the wall and fleeing the apartment to a nearby newsstand where he called the police.
Mm.
So how was he really in prison? How long was he there?
So he kept the hook? Is that it?
I guess. Well, the fact that he was restrained from leaving.
Yeah.
He was held against his will.
Yeah.
He didn't sign up for that. You know.
Boy George is really bizarre.
Oh, yes.
If that happened.
Safe word.
You never know. I mean, this guy could have just made it all up for publicity.
It's possible.
Mm-hmm.
But we are talking about Boy George here.
Yeah, that's right.
Anything goes with him, really.
He's different.
Phil Jackson of the Los Angeles Lakers.
Yes.
Had a lovely little comment. The Spurs made made 13 three-pointers in their 107-92 victory on Tuesday night against the Lakers.
Mm-hmm.
And Jackson was asked if too much penetration was leading to the outside shooters.
Oh, boy.
Said Jackson, quote, "We call this a Brokeback Mountain game because there was so much penetration and kickouts."
Oh, my God.
It's one of those games. The NBA fired off a quick response to his remarks, saying his remarks are in poor taste, and the Lakers have assured us that such remarks will not occur in the future.
Oh, that was just funny.
It was.
Get over it.
The coach said, in retrospect, it really wasn't funny. When you take it out of context, it wasn't funny. It was a poor attempt at humor, and I deserve to be reprimanded by the NBA. If I've offended any horses, Texans, Cowboys, or gays, I apologize.
Sometimes we just have to laugh at ourselves.
Oh, yeah.
And stuff like that is just really funny. And it's offensive when you focus on one person.
Right.
But as a group and in fun and in jest, it's funny.
Let's see. Florida GOP Representative Bob Allen.
Yes.
Guilty in oral sex solicitation trial.
Oh, my.
He was arrested last July after offering a plainclothes detective $20 for the opportunity to perform oral sex in a public men's room.
Boy,
$20
Pretty cheap.
Well, I was paying $40 7 years ago.
I know. What is this? He must be really old.
Oh.
Well, there's a picture of the congressman. He was found guilty of soliciting prostitution by a jury that deliberated 3.5 hours. Immediately afterwards, the fellow lawmakers demanded his resignation.
Is he a Democrat or a Republican?
Republican.
Ooh.
Oh, wow.
Another Republican closet case.
Another one bites the dust.
You know, they just start holding the Republican caucus there in the restroom.
Yeah, really. Really.
I thought that was a log cabin Republican caucus, but anyway.
I think what, you know, when the GOP convention, it's what, Denver, so it'll be at the Pepsi Arena. They better lock the bathrooms. True.
Toilets.
I'm sorry, sir. This is unavailable. That's just the champagne room. Florida law provides automatic expulsion for legislators convicted of felonies, but Ooh. Not misdemeanors.
Oh, really?
So you're charged for misdemeanor.
Misdemeanor.
There's only a misdemeanor?
A second-degree misdemeanor, possible sentence of 60 days in county jail, and a $500 fine.
Wow.
You must now undergo testing for sexually transmitted diseases.
Oh, brother.
The results of which will be made public.
Is he going
made
to register
public?
As a sex offender?
How tacky.
Nothing about him being having to be put as a registered sex offender. I'm trying to figure out why his mic is so quiet.
Sorry, I stepped back from it. Go ahead.
There we go. I think I got you.
I sat back from there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I'm up closer to it now.
I love it when you're closer to it.
That's what he said last week. Mm-hmm. Anyway. next story.
What are you talking about? He said that last night.
I told you to stop having dreams about me.
I have dreams about Sean. What are you talking about?
Oh, my.
Oh.
And here comes Sean.
Hey, here's a place that seems to have a right idea.
Yes?
What's that?
Brutal homophobic killers are sentenced. One received 16 to life. And the other one apparently was charged here in Texas because he only got 9 years.
Oh.
Oh.
No. This is all out of Scotland. So at least
they
got it half right.
Good for them.
A 19-year-old and 21-year-old were found guilty of the murder of a 51-year-old civic officer in a public park in Perth, Scotland.
Mm-hmm.
There, the killer sentence could be a lot longer because they told me it was not a guaranteed automatic release after serving the 16 years.
Wow.
Hmm. Gee, I hope that story doesn't upset anybody.
We're not saying anything.
We're not mentioning any name.
No, we're not.
Da, da, da. I just love tap dancing along the line. What's the next? Like I said, it's a pain trying to read this. Barney Frank endorses Hillary Clinton.
I don't want to talk about Barney Frank anymore.
This story. No. This title just sounds too interesting. Two gay men take a lover's quarrel to a Phoenix freeway. Two gay men were in an argument at Phoenix's Metro Center Mall, risked killing themselves and motorists as they took their fight to the I-17 freeway at rush hour.
Oh, what? I remember that. That was on the news.
Are they crazy?
One of them had reportedly threatened to commit suicide. They were arrested shortly thereafter. Arizona Department of Transportation traffic camera caught the men exchanging blows. Not that kind.
No pun intended, obviously.
No.
On the I-17 between Biura and Dunlap exit, as one vehicle after another narrowly missed hitting the couple.
Oh, my God.
Jeez.
It's like me and my ex.
But I mean,
what is this, Boys in the Band?
Here's a still clip from the freeway cam these two guys are in they're not in the I guess they're in the slow lane now because it looks like there's an exit lane and then they're in the first lane.
Oh my God,
fighting.
That is too crazy.
Yeah, God, I love it.
Yeah, I saw that on the news the other day too.
It's like a scene out of a gay action movie.
You're right.
That's like an oxymoron, you know.
gay action movie?
I thought it was every gay porn movie. Anyway.
Porn. Oh.
Never mind.
Oh,
well.
Those are all action.
Ian McKellen says Justin Timberlake should play him on film.
Ooh. That would be fun. Oh, honey, please.
Justin Timberlake's hot. Leave it alone.
That's why Ian McClellan wants him to play.
Especially in that
Ian,
picture.
Honey, you're sweet, but you never looked that good.
Oh.
See,
maybe Lance Bass?
See, okay. Sir Ian McKellen wants Justin Timberlake to play him in a musical about his life.
Musical?
A
musical?
The Lord of the Rings star is keen to see his eventual life played out on stage and thinks the pop heartthrob would be the perfect person to portray him.
Yeah, I'll bet he would.
He said, Justin vaguely resembles people in my family.
Just vaguely.
According to his former NSYNC bandmate, Justin has expressed an interest in playing a gay role.
Well, doesn't he play one in public already?
What is that picture?
It appears
it looks like Justin Timberlake playing with himself.
That's every picture he takes of himself.
Well, the first picture, he's laying out on this lounge.
Yes.
His pants are wet. He's all oiled up. And then he's
when did he start
his crotch?
When did he start doing softcore gay porn again?
Really?
Yeah. It must be Easter time because he's checking the eggs in the basket.
There you go.
McKellen says he's reportedly also scolded movie studios for encouraging actors to stay in the closet. With all that liberal attitude in Hollywood, you have a local industry which is saying to local people who live in the area, when you come to work, you're not gay.
I'm sorry, but the pink shirt and capri pants scream, I'm gay.
Yes, they do.
I'm here, I'm queer, get used to it.
But be careful what you wear.
A lot of guys in makeup, you obviously are going to be
gay. And all hair makeup guys gay anyway.
The Toronto Maple Leafs.
Oh, yes. Hockey team. Mm-hmm.
One of their players, Yuri Lusty.
Mm.
Lusty. 19-year-old who told a Canadian gossip site, I'm not gay or bi, nothing. Basically,
he's nothing?
Well, yeah. What the problem is there a picture was taken of him with a male friend standing behind him, and he's trying to tongue him behind.
Oh, no. Not tongue his behind, but tongue him from behind.
And so this picture came out.
Yeah.
And then
hockey players do that, just like rugby players. I mean, they kiss and all of that kind of stuff. It's
well,
they slap
the ass. The bad part of it then is, a year earlier, he had used his cell phone camera to take some pictures of himself
naked.
Well, naked,
of course.
And so when this
came
out,
cameras are for.
Yeah, and then these other pictures came out and they got plastered over the internet.
Send them to me.
Dirty
pictures.
Unfortunately, the his attorney sent cease and desist letters.
Oh.
And so when you go to the picture where the sites were before, there's the letter, a copy of the letter saying, these are private pictures, you need to take them down, you don't have permission to use them. Let's see, stay in a sports theme. A Green Bay Packer, when they score, they like to jump into the stands at their home field.
Do they
now? Lambeau Field. And apparently there's a picture here of someone getting overly friendly with the
player.
You know, it's inevitable that it would happen at some point. During a Lambeau leap,
yes.
Some fan grabbed receiver Ruvel Martin's crotch.
done it.
They're trying to find out who the person
you did
is.
Anyway.
It looks like it's this guy.
It's hard to see.
I think that because that arm, it looks like this big guy here.
That's not a grope. That's a real grab.
Yeah.
Yeah.
His arm's there. I think
that
this
guy right there.
I grab.
No, because
grab.
See the way the arm. This is a right arm. Here.
Yeah.
I think it's this guy number. The guy wearing the green four.
I don't hear Ozzy complaining.
His arm's here. Arm. I think this is him. I think he's just reaching over trying to grab the guy and, you know, wasn't intending to.
Well, I mean, the look on his face as well is priceless. So.
Well,
at the risk of descending into sick Puritan territory, although I suppose I'm already there. Did I write this?
Really?
It's quite possible this fan just wanted to say he touched a real live cheese head.
Must be uncut.
Oh. Well, Cheesehead is the...
Yes, I know.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh.
For those of you out there who don't associate with lesbians, the Green Bay Packer fans are called Cheeseheads.
Because they're from Wisconsin. They make a lot of cheese there. It's really good, too.
Uncut cheese.
Anyway. Oh, my God. It is
uncut
so
equals
good.
Die Mommy Die is going to theater now.
Is it now?
Oh, yeah. Wasn't it already a play, though, in the beginning?
Yes, in a movie that written by Charles Bush.
And he is...
Good movie.
Charles Bush will go back to where he belongs, on stage and be wigged and battling around. he's going to be reviving his role.
Yay.
On there. the interesting thing is the character of his son... in the play, which the movie was played by...
Stark Sands.
Is that who it was? Yep. Like, the gay son is being played by Luke... Van Hansis, who plays Luke Snyder on As the World Turns as a gay teen.
Ooh.
Hot.
And there's a picture of him in the on the play.
Yeah, he's pretty hot.
Yeah. So it's an interesting thing seeing coming out. Also, 9 to 5 is coming out with a musical.
No kidding.
Oh, my God.
Yes, a stage production of that.
Wow. Mm.
So,
what will they think of next?
Where else they can pull stuff. Let's see what's coming up on other...
Die Hard, the musical.
Oh, please.
No.
No, no, no.
Hey, I thought it was...
Hell no.
I don't think it's the musical at this point.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Oh, Broadway's shut down for, like, a while.
Yeah, Broadway's been down for a week.
Yeah.
Stagehands say no more.
Yeah.
Writers...
Poor Wicked.
Oh, poor Kurt Douglas. Here he's getting a kiss from John Travolta on the lips.
Oh, that's disgusting.
Fortunately for Kirk, he probably doesn't remember the next day.
No.
No, but I'm sure John Travolta's Scientologist people would remember it.
Mm.
Yeah. Michelle's getting halfway naked over here.
Y'all was really like that?
Who's getting naked?
Sean.
Oh, good.
Well, come on, Sean, take it all off. Come on, we can do new radio.
Yeah, it's really hot in here.
It's because Sean's here. That's why it's hot.
Yeah, that's a lie.
You want to grab some music to play here? I'm not finding anything right now, and I need to actually step out for a moment. It's getting a little too hot for me.
It's getting hot here.
So... Oh, yeah, I know. I wish your girlfriend was hot like me.
Okay,
anyway.
Oh, that's a dangerous thing, Jimmy, to hand me a Pansy Division CD. I'll just push in here and, kind of just spin the wheel and make the deal, huh?
No!
Yes, do it.
Do it.
Do it.
Do it.
Do it.
Come on,
Derek Chris.
Do it.
Give me a number between 1 and 20, Jimmy, so that way I can blame it on you.
14.
Come on.
10.
No. Jose said 10.
Great justice.
14. Let's go with 14. That sounds like a good number, right?
That's
Isn't
a short
that how young you like in Virgin?
Oh, let's just do this one. Let's start here and we'll start picking numbers later.
I like that one.
No bogus journey gets their hearts to yearning. It's time for Bill and Ted's homosexual adventure to begin. In the garage, they're practicing their guitar solos. But in the bedroom, they're practicing on one another. School was such a pain. What a way to
it's no bogus journey. It's her heart's true yearning. It's time for Bill and Ted's homosexual adventure to begin. They might seem kind of dumb, but they're not rubes. They got each other by the pubes, squeezing on one another's tubes. One's dark and one is blonde. Day and night they get it on. They got condoms in their pockets, plug into each other's sockets. They learn from Socrates and other ancient Greeks the art of homo love and sexual techniques. They may not be too bright, but they know what they like. A love affair most triumphant. It's no bogus journey. It's a boner journey. It's time for Bill and Ted's homosexual adventure to begin. Surrounding your nuts, bike shorts put it on display. You're wearing it to the left today. Sweatpants clinging to your crevice. Boxer shorts for easy access. I'm digging your groovy underwear. Groovy underwear. Ooh, ooh, groovy. So groovy. Jock strap showing off your cheeks. Moving in for a closer peek. Running shorts, thin as paper. Barely dressed, nearly naked. Pulled down around your ankles. I'll make you spill out like an oil tanker. All because of your groovy underwear. Groovy underwear. Ooh, ooh. Get you off. What a collection of skivvies I got. Skimpy little G-string. Hardly a stitch cover in that thing. Tucked into that little pouch. Straining hard to get out. Barely hold you once you get throbbing. Let my hands go fishing around in. Look what I found in your groovy underwear. Give those buns a squeeze. What fine cakes, what fine batter. Any second now I'm gonna splatter all over your groovy underwear. Groovy underwear. Ooh, ooh. Groovy underwear. Groovy underwear. Ooh, ooh, ooh. It's so groovy. It's so groovy. It's so groovy. It's so groovy. It's so groovy.
Yeah, who does treat you right? We try.
We do try.
Triple shot of Pansy Division.
Ah, yes.
Who treats you right? Preceded by Groovy Underwear.
Mm-hmm.
Preceded by Bill and Ted's Homosexual Adventure. Let's see here.
Yeah.
What's the next one? Hmm.
We're going to do a triple shot of the Kinsey Six next. Great, great group.
I think I want to play one that's not pink highlighted.
Oops.
Okay. That one in there.
You may do that. You may do that.
Is this from the Forbidden Library?
Some of the Kinsey Six is kind of...
The Kinsey Six has performed in Houston before.
Yes, I've heard of them.
Oh.
On behalf of P-Flag.
On behalf of P-Flag is right. It was a great, great concert.
I bet.
They are really, really professional. And really, really drag queens.
That's what I'm called from this CD.
But they do wonderful takeoffs on
I think one of the
popular
ones I've heard
songs
on here is I Will Swallow Him.
I Will Swallow Him. That's yeah. that's my personal favorite.
Oh hell, that's one of your theme songs.
Right. So Jimmy, do you sell the McDonald's sign over your bed?
Over 1 million serves?
Over 6,000 serves.
That's a lot.
Yes, it is.
Or, I don't know.
Yes, it is.
A lot.
It is so hot in this controller.
I don't know what y'all complain about. I'm fine back in here.
Sometimes it gets a little cooler in here, but it's...
You were right.
Is it cooler because Sean has his shirt unbuttoned?
Oh, no, it's hotter.
Sean, honey, why don't you flash him?
I've already seen pictures.
He's giggling out in the back.
You have?
Yes, I have.
Send them to me.
I gotta find them again. I don't know where they're at.
That's right.
I have to find them again.
After hours at kpft.orgy.
If you tell him that, the email's not going to get through.
Oh, okay.
They're naked.
Hold on, I got
dirty pictures.
That's right.
I'll send in some dirty pictures, just random pictures I found online.
Okay, thank you.
Are you talking about those guys you've been stalking numbers?
That no. Would be Jim Carper at AOL.com.
Okay, I'll get that email later and I'll send them to you.
Thank you, thank you.
They're just random pictures I found online, though.
No, there's a certain song I've...
Yes?
Was just inspired that he just played, but I gotta find...
Oh. Okay.
I think I accidentally deleted that email.
Oh, how could you do such a thing?
So, you keep talking. Take
darn
over.
You, Chris.
You find the CD that I need to play.
Okay.
All right.
So,
folks, what have you been doing this week? And what are you going to be doing for Thanksgiving?
Don't know yet. I'm going to the parade, I think. Go to the tree lighting.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, down the post out?
Yes. Cause,
that's
you know,
always fun, because that's beautiful down there.
Oh, it was fun last year. It was the first time I went to the tree lighting at the Galleria last year.
Mm-hmm.
And I had a great time.
What's it like? What do they do?
They do the little, you know, they have food stalls. They have... Everybody brings their Thanksgiving leftovers, and
cool.
They just kind of sit on the curb and, you know, eat and
you're kidding
chill
me.
And hang out. And they have spotlights. They have, you know, different stuff.
Yeah.
And then, of course, they bring Santa on, and he plugs the big old, you know, plug
in. Don't they have a parade or something also?
The parade is downtown in the morning, starts at Minute Maid Park,
mm-hmm.
and it ends over at the convention center.
Oh.
If you want, you can volunteer. There's a fee at the convention center, and there's one at City Hall.
Mm-hmm.
So, if you go to the parade, you always volunteer. And then later on, you know, after you've had your fill of Thanksgiving turkey, you can always go down to the gallery and watch the tree lighting. And several clubs around here will be open that night, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah, so
you can always
dance
numbers off all that turkey.
There you go.
I believe Numbers is up at that night.
Thanks to a broken family, I get to eat 3 Thanksgiving dinners.
Wow. Nice. Who else?
Virgin, what are you going to be doing?
Spending time with family.
Oh, that's nice.
Stuff in your face?
Pretty much.
I can't see, so who else is in there?
I'm going to be watching all those goofy Thanksgiving specials.
Ah,
aren't they all like now, year? Though?
What?
Well, aren't they starting now, though?
No, no, or it's not. It's specifically on Thanksgiving Day.
Oh, okay.
The one thing I look forward to around the holidays is the Peanuts Christmas.
Oh, yeah.
I love that.
I might watch A Wonderful Life when it comes on.
No.
My favorite, I know, well, my generation at least, I love also A Christmas Story.
Oh, mm-hmm. That is a good one.
Oh, yeah.
My favorite is The Island of Misfit Toys.
I haven't seen that
one in years.
That's a very good one.
So I'll be ABC Family.
I'll be at Mary's, serving Thanksgiving dinner to anybody who walks in.
Really? So, Jimmy, are you going to be dressed as a pilgrim or an Indian?
Wait, what are you talking about? He's going to be dressed as a turkey. What are you talking about?
Yeah, only because he's hoping to get stuffed.
Okay, we have a song dedication I need to play now.
Uh-huh.
From Jimmy to Sean. Because it's what he was staring at here a moment ago.
Oh, God.
Okay. Oh, my God. Oh!
Happy trails. Happy trails to you. Because he was showing me his happy trails.
Oh, my God.
Where is it?
Right here.
He's hiding between me and Virgin.
Yeah. Because he loves those big boys.
Oh, no.
Let me see that happy trail.
Well, come on. Let's see. No, me too. Well, come on. Bring it on out.
Do that again.
Sean, can you stand up for a minute?
I've been accused of being evil, so I had to come up with that.
Oh, we're going to see some, what are we looking?
Ooh. Hi.
I'm a gift that I bought him today.
No, he has like a G-string. No, what is it? Like a, Yeah, there we go.
You need to model that.
I know. Come on. Do it. Chris wants to see. Everybody wants to see. I'll show you mine if you show me yours.
Sweetie, no one wants to see that.
Thank you. That was perfect.
My last.
That was absolutely perfect.
Are we back on?
Yes, we're on.
Yeah, the mic's
always has been on.
Yeah, everyone heard everything there.
Oh, great. Oh, great. At least I kept my hands to myself this time.
For once.
You're too busy trying to fumble with your wallet.
Jimmy, it's not EJ's.
Just had to, I couldn't find the email I sent to myself years ago.
Oh.
What song were you looking for?
Oh, okay. Yes. Yes, I know what you mean. Well, coming up at the top of the hour, we have to get a little serious now. The guys who are part of Messerschmitt World Domination Happy Hour are going to be here to do a tribute to Rick Smith, who passed away this past week. So please stay tuned for that. And what are you doing?
Programming the PSAs I got to play at the
end. Oh, that would be a good idea. That would be a real good idea.
Yeah, I got a sign.
What are you going to have Thanksgiving with your family?
Yeah. Part of my family. Some of it's going to be, they're going to be going off to the in-laws. So we'll have a little smaller gathering.
Oh, okay.
So we'll.
One of the brothers isn't going to be there, is
what
you're
saying. Yeah, the brothers with the kids are going to be at his in-laws.
Oh, okay.
So my other brother, his in-laws come to my parents' house.
Oh, goodness.
So it's going to be interesting with my parents having a new house,
mm-hmm.
that they just got into, so we're still, then we've got to start looking at what we're going to do for Christmas there.
Yeah.
And get all that set up, and yeah, it's weird talking about getting all the stuff together for holidays and that.
Yeah.
Already.
I love Thanksgiving. It's one of my favorite holidays, and then a week later, I get to go to Dickens on the Strand with my friend.
Dickens on the Strand, Jimmy.
That's right. With my friend Lois, we've been doing this every year for about 15 to 20 years.
Wow.
She only missed one time. She's moved to Seattle, but she flies in every year. She missed last year because she was ill. And but she's going to be here this week, this year. So I will not be here the first weekend in December because we will probably still be in Galveston.
Chris, are you going to have to stick to the Forbidden Library for that one?
No, because that will be starting in December. We play all Queer Christmas.
That's right.
That's
right.
Fun.
That is fun. And I've actually been in communication with some queer artists who are sending us some new music, Christmas music.
Oh, awesome. See, the week that you're not here, that's when I get to play all the all the go-go boys that aren't highlighted.
Yeah, I know.
Chicken Hawk is coming.
Oh, wow, they made a song about Virgin.
Oh, yeah. Aww. December is such a fun month.
Sweet.
Such a fun month. We get to play all that good kind of music.
It, you know, we do play the traditional Christmas songs that
we
you're
do.
Used to hearing.
We do.
You hear the Christmas songs with a twist.
Yes.
I want to say with a twist.
I'll be a homo for Christmas.
Yeah. And then we play Christmas songs that have lyrics like sticking candy canes up each other's butts.
Yes.
Yay.
Fancy division. Homo Christmas.
Christmas time for my penis.
Christmas time for my penis.
Yay.
Yes.
My favorite is hearing Melissa Etheridge sing Happy Christmas, War is Over.
Yes. Yeah, we always play that one, too.
We need to get a new copy of that.
We need a new copy?
Yeah, I think we've had problems with that one, that CD in the past. Because the one copy of the version I got is from JD.
Ouch.
Because...
No, I think I have a copy.
Okay, because I think, you know, kind of a tradition I started doing a couple of years ago is during December, ending each show with that song.
Yeah.
I think
that's a good idea.
With, you know, the times that we are in of... a little reminder with that. So, yeah, we need to make sure we have a copy.
And all our brave gay, lesbian, bisexual, and transgenders who are in the military serving in the closet, but serving their country.
Yeah, I remember, I mean, it brings up a thing I was remembering from Scott Kennedy. Was on a thing on Logo about comedians, and he was talking about him doing all the these tours in Iraq,
yeah,
as a comic, and
yeah, that's right.
Troops. He says he doesn't do his gay material.
Well, yeah, right.
But he still wears his rainbow bracelet.
Good for him.
And he says there's a lot of times, you know, after the show, you know, he'll get service members coming up and, you know, shake his hand, give him a hug to thank him for coming over there. And he said more than once he's gotten a whisper in the ear of going, "I'm family."
Yeah.
And
that's got to be heart-wrenching.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I'm reminded of another thing I wanted to work on for first week in December with World AIDS Day.
Yes, that's right. World AIDS Day, December 1st.
And we're actually on that day, aren't we?
Yeah. Yeah.
Is that World AIDS
Day? Saturday is.
Oh, damn.
Wow.
Yeah. So I got to work on something I've been wanting to start the show off with for a couple of years.
Okay. There's going to be a lot of things going on. We'll be telling you about them next week
and
for World AIDS Day.
And the quickest way to find us, go to worldaidsdayhouston.org.
Yes.
Kind of a clearinghouse site for events here in the Houston area.
Because it's you can't even go to all of them. There's so many.
Yeah.
So that's heartwarming. It seems that there's a committee formed to bring back World AIDS Day because it kind of got into a slump, especially in about 96 when the protease inhibitors came into being. So, but then, of course, we found out that protease inhibitors are not the cure. No, not at all. They're not the cure. And we still have people dying of AIDS left and right because AIDS is still a disease with no cure.
I watched my next-door neighbor slowly waste away from HIV, and
yes.
It was really hard to watch.
It is hard to watch. I cannot tell you how many close friends. Actually, all of my close friends... from the early 80s. All of them are dead. I'm the only one left. So, yeah, I've seen a lot. I've seen dementia in my good friends. So bad that it wasn't that person anymore. And this is something that the younger generation needs to learn and to understand that no matter what the ads say, you don't take a pill and climb mountains. HIV is a very debilitating disease, and you don't get better. Protease inhibitors just slow it down. That's all. So, let's talk about something a little boring.
Well, are we going to do that Kinsey 6 or not?
Why don't we start with the Kinsey 6? What do you say? Duh.
Yeah, let's go. Let's roll.
Okay.
Girls, we don't have time to sing the next song. We have an appointment with Yenta.
Oh, Yenta, the matchmaker.
No, honey, the other one. Yenta, the gender reassignment surgeon.
Oh, maybe she's brought us something special.
Oh, Yenta, Yenta, Yenta.
Snatchmaker, snatchmaker, make me a snatch. I'll be reassigned. Open my hatch. Snatchmaker, snatchmaker, look through your book and make me the perfect snatch. Ba-da-ba-da-ba.
Snatchmaker, snatchmaker, I'll fly to Vail for a good search and not out on bail. Fling off my thing, cause I'm longing for penis. Envy towards guys, I see.
Ba-da-da-ba-da-da.
Oh, Papa, I'm not a footballer.
Oh, Mama, I'm a queen, not a king.
For me, I'm living in squalor, so I
Snatchmaker, snatchmaker, make me a snatch. I feel confined, please disattach.
Snatchmaker, snatchmaker, book my new look and make me the perfect snatch.
Snatchmaker, snatchmaker, make me a snatch. Refine my behind, make it look natch. Night after night with my part, I'm alone, so make me a snatch
of my own.
Since when have you been interested in snatches, Winnie? I thought you only had your eyes on your cookbook.
And you have your eye on the rabbi's vagina.
Well, why not? We only have one rabbi and he only has one vagina. Why shouldn't I want the best?
Because you're a girl from a poor family. So whatever Yenta brings, you'll take. Right?
Of course, right.
Snatchmaker, snatchmaker, you know that I'm still very hung. Please take your time. Up till this minute, I misunderstood that I could get fucked. Oh, da-da, see that you're gentle.
Dismember with attention and pride.
I'm tired of cross-dressing like Yento.
But still are you sad?
Snatchmaker, snatchmaker, I am concerned. What I trade in can't be returned. Paying for snatches, a girl can get burned. So,
fling off no thing,
brew me no wound,
mastermind no behind,
scratch me no scratch,
ba-da-da-ba-da-da, unless it's a matchless snatch.
I will swallow him. Swallow him whenever he may flow. For kneeling I always will be, and nothing can keep me at bay. He is my fantasy. I will swallow him.
Swallow him.
Ever since he grabbed my ears, I knew. Emotion too deep, a mounting so dry it can keep me away, away from his you love him, you love him, you love him. But when he comes, don't swallow, don't swallow, don't swallow. We all must practice safe sex, safe sex, safe sex. That's why I'll start tomorrow, tomorrow, tomorrow. I won't swallow him. Even though I love fellatio, yes, near him I always will be. And nothing can make me unsafe except booze or ecstasy. I will swallow him. Even though he sets my heart, I know there is no emotion too deep, unless I pretend I'm asleep to keep me unsafe, unsafe of my love. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Swallow. Just let your love flow in.
Follow
it with a swig of gin.
Mahalo.
That's thanks in Hawaiian.
Frida Kahlo.
Frida Kahlo. She was Mexican. Swallow. No, 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 I won't swallow. Well, oh, maybe just this once. No, I won't swallow. Because there is no emotion too deep, too deep. Unless I pretend I'm asleep to keep me unsafe. Unsafe with my love.
Yes.
Now, Jimmy, I saw you do that expression on your face.
Wasn't that fabulous?
What? Why did you do that?
That's my favorite song by the Kinsey Six.
No, it felt, right? It seemed like they said something that shouldn't have been on the air or something. You're like, oh.
I don't remember that.
Me neither.
Anyway, we're getting close to the top of the hour, and we're going to do some goodbyes and shout-outs and all that kind of good stuff.
Love you, Jimmy.
Good night, kids. It's been fun.
And yes, here comes Chris.
Oh, my goodness.
You're actually going to be sorry you didn't play the first CD.
I know. I know.
Because that is your favorite song.
But we didn't have time. Yeah. Yeah.
That's okay. There's always we'll save the rose for later.
Okay. Okay.
Now I think about it, we definitely should have played that for Cotillion tomorrow.
Oh, yes. Yes.
I have to give a big shout out to whatever drag queen kidnapped Rose Smith, Empress Rose Smith, and somehow made her look like a woman.
That is so mean.
But it's so true.
Oh, gosh. Proof Boy's here for Messerschmitt?
Yes.
Okay, good.
They are, he's here, and about as ready as he is going to be able to be.
Okay. I understand. You want to do the ending here?
Oh.
We're getting close to the top of the hour.
Oh, okay.
Love you, Jimmy.
Right. Well, you've been listening to After Hours, Queer Radio with Attitude. This is sponsored Commercial Free Pacifica Radio for the Gulf Coast, KPFT. If you want to get in touch with us, you can send a snail mail at After Hours, care of KPFT, 419 Lovett Boulevard.
Love, TT.
Houston, Texas, 77006. Not just...
Oh, that's right. Not just a zip code, but a life. Sorry.
We'd love to hear news stories, love mail, hate mail, upcoming events.
Dirty pictures!
You can also send us an email at afterhours@kpft.org. As Jimmy said, it's coming up at the top of the hour, a special edition of Messerschmitt World Domination Happy Hour.
A very special edition,
and
folks.
Please stay tuned for
please
that.
Please stay tuned.
So let's get ready, and we'll kick the PSAs in a little early.
Mm-hmm.
Number cart one? Yeah, cart one.
Here we go.
We'll be back next week.
We'll see you then.
You listen to KPFT,
You enjoy some of our fine programming, and you have done your part to keep us commercial-free by calling in a pledge of support. Hats off to you for taking that first step. But before you settle into that fantastic feeling, don't forget, you still need to send in that pledge of support to finalize your promise to KPFT. But be warned, that fantastic feeling will soon follow. Thanks for supporting KPFT Houston.
KPFT is holding elections for its local station board, and KPFT's unique bylaws give you the right to vote in the elections. Our board helps shape the direction of this station, and your vote makes a huge difference. Please check through the stack of mail you have at home. The blue envelope sent to all KPFT members isn't junk mail. It's your opportunity to vote. And as you probably guessed, the Postal Service didn't send out all those blue envelopes as freebies. Elections are pricey business, and you help pay for it with your pledge. So, if it's your right to vote, and it's your money, why not get that ballot in right away? Educate yourself about the issues and cast an informed vote. Learn about the candidates, the process, and more at kpfp.org. And get that ballot in. The original November 15th ballot deadline has been extended to the end of the month. Please put your ballot in the mail today. If you are a member and didn't receive a ballot, please contact Election Supervisor Mark Hewitt at votekpft@gmail.com. KPFT, Houston.
Free program you just heard was paid for by the listener members of KPFT Houston. If you're not already a KPFT member, we encourage you to join with us in keeping free speech alive by becoming one. Basic membership is still $35 a year. You don't have to, but you'll feel better. Thanks for listening.